At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You can give 100%, but can you do it 100% of the time? That's our big question today. After listening to what happened to the Denver Nuggets, watching what happened to the Denver Nuggets, and their head coach, Michael Malone, who had this to say after the loss last night.
And I asked the team, you guys tell me why we lost. And they knew the answer. Miami came in here and outworked us, and we were by far our least disciplined game of these 16 or 17 playoff games, whatever it is now. If we're going to try to go down there and regain control of this series and get home court advantage back, we're going to have to outwork Miami, which we didn't do tonight, and our discipline is going to have to be off the charts.
Okay. So did they give 100% 100% of the time, or maybe 100% 70% of the time? As a result, the Denver Nuggets head home. They got the split, and Denver is favored by 2 Wednesday night game 3. Reggie Miller, who has the Heat winning in 6, will join us coming up here in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. I stumbled upon this documentary on Jared Fogle, the Subway guy, and it is disturbing. But it's one of those where you're watching it and you're going, and they had, you know, phone recordings of him. And there was an investigative radio reporter, their host, and she compiled all of this. And it just brings back, I mean, it's far worse than you thought. I mean, it's bad what happened, that situation. And then when you start to hear his phone messages talking to this woman about children. And it is, and there are a couple of times in the first episode where they say, hey, the following is very disturbing. They put up, you know, this graphic that's basically telling you, warning you as you go along with the documentary that it's graphic and it's disturbing. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, and Jared Fogle, the backstory on him, he was at Indiana University. He was he lost 245 pounds. He was over 400 pounds at one point in his life as like a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old. And an article was written about him in a local paper that he lost it mostly by eating Subway sandwiches like 3 times a day and literally cutting down calories. And then it got picked up by Men's Health magazine. And then some marketing guy from Subway pitched it to corporate, and they signed Jared Fogle. I think in like 2000, he started being in ads. He was a part of Subway for maybe 13 or 14 years, filmed over 300 commercials, appearances, was making a healthy living just with Subway.
Did we run into him at any point?
See, I think I had a little bit of a run-in with him at a Super Bowl party one year. I forget where, you know, as can happen, especially at this period of time in my life, the details of some Super Bowl parties are a little hazy.
Okay.
in my mind. But yeah, he was just acting like a real jerk. Like he had this monstrous ego and was kind of throwing it around, and him and I got into a little bit of a little bit of a thing at the party. Not like like yelling or anything like that. But I remember the next day waking up thinking, oh, crap, I'm going to be fired because I got into a thing with Jared from Subway.
A thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you watch, go into it knowing it is disturbing and it's sad. And is he serving a life sentence? I don't even know what his sentence was for his crimes. Because I've only watched one episode. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I don't.
I think he's got a 15-year.
That's it?
Currently serving a 15-year sentence.
Yeah. Mm, man.
And shockingly, he got divorced after the that came through.
Yeah.
He had a net worth of over $15 million. And if you notice, Subway went, I remember we know some of the people there, they went a completely different direction about 7-8 years ago. They decided to sign celebrities and completely distance themselves from
it. That's when you had Michael Strahan and Jay Glazer.
That was first step one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, now look at them, right? You have like 15 massive A-listers in every single commercial.
They got Tom Brady to do a Subway ad knowing he doesn't
eat.
That was literally the copy in the thing was, I don't even eat these things. I'm just in the commercial.
Yeah. Now you got Peyton Manning, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Steph Curry, and of course you got Charles Barkley and Tony Romo's in there. That seems like, how do we distance ourselves? How about some nice big names here? That'll do it. Yeah, Paul.
I love when Barkley says Genoa salami. I love Genoa salami.
it's like
he's eating the sandwich as he's saying it.
But with Barkley, you know, that you have only a finite amount of time to get all this information in, and just to hear Charles, who speaks slowly to begin with, and you know, he's got that Alabama draw and he's trying to get in. It feels like he's trying to get in 30 seconds a copy in 20 seconds. And he's just cramming it all in between the buns.
Italian B&B with fresh capicola.
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 You don't know like salami.
Genoa salami. Where?
Genoa.
Genoa?
Genoa.
I'm eating some. If Charles says do it, I'll do it.
Best in that check, though.
Yeah.
Cash in that check. Yeah, yeah. Go get it, Charles. Yeah. Go ahead.
Best and worst of the weekend, Mike in Iowa. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Best of the weekend, Michael Francis Joseph Hart Jr. III, weighing in at 7 pounds, 8 ounces,
nice.
And 21 inches long. Worst of the weekend, 2-hour feedings, bro.
Oh, God.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any hardship there. Yeah, get that baby in your arms; you're good to go.
Yeah.
Although there are times when you're just praying that that baby is going to stay asleep just a little bit longer, or you act like you don't hear it, and then your wife's like, "Hey, your turn, huh? What? I didn't hear anything." Yeah, baby's crying. Yeah, Paul.
Remember when you'd have to do something like go to the bathroom or anything? And you'd walk like a burglar. You'd walk and then you put your foot down on the floor, the hardwood, and it would creak. And then you'd cease all movement and hold your breath.
Yes.
And hopefully, but then you hear.
Those sounds that babies, newborns make are awesome. Because my son's daughter is now 4 months. Oh, man. And man, they want to talk. And they got things to say. They just can't say it. There's still stranger danger, though, with my my granddaughter. She'll see me, and they just start wailing. And most women, you know, have that reaction. But, you know, a four-month-old, I would think maybe I'd be okay. But it's the voice that scares. So I have to, my kids say, go with a high-pitched voice. So here I'm going, hi, you know, doesn't work. Yes.
So it wasn't because you were going, hi, look, this is my friend Bad Larry. Can you say Bad Larry? Yeah, here.
No. She hasn't met Bad Larry.
Oh, she had. Oh. Okay.
No. I did run into Bad Larry. He came up on Friday. We did the gambling podcast with Shay and Irving and Dylan. And all the backroom guys went out with Bad Larry. And I said, look, he's going to be the most annoying guy you've ever been around. Just letting you know. And then I saw these guys later at a bar, and they were playing pool. They were doing all these, you know, games, darts, everything. And I said, and they go, you're right. He's the most annoying person we've ever been around. Yeah. Bad Larry. Brian in Minnesota. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. 5'11", 184. I just had a baby watching story. I lived with a couple down in Tennessee. Three of us shared a house, and then they had a baby. And about a couple of months in, I said, I'll watch CJ. You go ahead. You guys go out and have a nice night. So they go out and have a nice night, and I'm watching the baby, and I change his diaper on the bed. Never seen him roll over before. And he rolled over while I was putting the diaper somewhere, fell off the bed.
Oh, my God.
Knocks his head on the frame on the way down. As the headlights are coming into the carport from them coming home. So they walk in, and I'm holding this screaming baby. And there's already a welt starting to come up on his forehead. And the look on her face, oh, my word. And I felt so bad. Well, that baby did grow up, and that was C.J. Beathard of the Jaguars, the backup quarterback. So I gave him his first concussion.
Wait. So C.J. Beathard, the quarterback, was the baby who fell off the bed?
Yeah. Yeah. So 20-some years ago.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
I have a question for the caller. Were you a father already when they left you with their child?
I was not.
Mistake number one.
This was approximately 1992, 93, 94, mid-90s. Yeah. No, I was not, but I mean, I felt like it because, you know, we were all together when he was born.
Yeah,
so it's you know, he's my little kid too, but no.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Brian. Yeah, you can't leave a baby with somebody who's not been around a baby. Always, always one hand on the baby. Always. Like one hand, got to make sure. Lucas in Texas. Hey, Luke, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Calling in with I'm going to go out of order. I'm going to go a worst and then a best for the weekend.
Okay.
Well, from the world of football, tragic news, if you haven't heard, with the announcement yesterday, if you want Zlatan, you get no more Zlatan. He announced his retirement from Italian league football. But my best actually turns around and a quote that he gave us as he was on his way out the door. He said, I'll see you again if you're lucky.
Yes.
Zlatan going out with style. Love
Thank
it.
You. Thank you, Lucas. Zlatan was with us April 19th of 2018. He had joined the LA Galaxy. And here's my question and his answer. How does the United States get back into the World Cup?
I don't know. Maybe I should change a passport.
Can we acquire you?
Everything has a price. Yeah.
How much do you think it would cost to acquire your talents? What's the transfer fee?
I have a wife. I did my two kids. If I would be single, I would spread some investments here in the U.S., and you would have future legend in the soccer. But, sorry, I'm already occupied by my wife and my two kids.
Okay. He was willing to give back to the community.
That's how he would save U.S.
Yes,
soccer.
Yes, he would. He would spread his seed. What a character. And it's not like there have been a lot of charismatic athletes, but he was different because there was this sense of humor that was there, and then you acknowledge the sense of humor, but then he would make it seem like, wait, I'm being serious here. He was an unbelievable talent, and to play soccer at a high level for over two decades says an awful lot about him. Really, what a fun guy, fascinating guy. Yeah, Paul.
When he joined MLS and joined the LA Galaxy, he took out an ad in the LA Times saying, you're welcome, before he arrived to join the Galaxy.
Yep. Paul in Indiana, then we'll take a break. Reggie Miller set to join us. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Great.
Love you. I missed you for years. I finally found you on Peacock. Marvin, welcome to the show. So, here we go. Jordan's house. Massive. The 23 gate. Awesome. The funny thing is this Pippen's house is just down the street, like two blocks. And you can tell it's his house because it's a two-story, but it looks like a four-story because the ceilings are so high. But the best story is going to a movie at Eden's. And, Paul, I don't know if you remember Eden's. It was a Raiders movie, and it was just after the 90s Bulls loss. And I pull into the parking lot, and Richard Dent has got a car, and he's like got like three spaces saved. I'm like, okay, whatever. Park, go in. We're sitting there, previews. Before the movie comes on, all of a sudden everyone stands up, turns around, and Michael and Otis Wilson and Dent come walking in the theater, and we give Jordan a standing ovation when they lost to the Pistons when he got beat up.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. Could have expedited that story just a little bit. But, yeah, we got it. Mike came in, and Elvis Presley used to rent out an entire movie theater. I think he and Priscilla would just come in and watch the movie. Yes, Mark.
You know, renting out movie theaters aren't as expensive as you think they are.
Okay.
Back to you. Go ahead.
All right.
How do you know that?
Have you done that for your son?
For my son? No, hell no. No, but I know people that have.
You've done it for yourself.
Oh, correct. I was like, come on, we're going to leave you at home.
Let's take a break. Reggie Miller set to join us next year on the Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com, they do it. They do it better than anybody. They're geniuses. They offer free shipping, free road hazard protection. TireRack.com/Dan. They have a test track. They put the tires through the ringer, and they push them to the limit. Then they give you all the information. They share your results with you, and so you can make an informed choice. They have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. That's a personalized tire recommendation. So that's the right tires for how and when and where you drive. Full lineup. General tires, they have shipped fast and free to you, or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Also, mobile tire installation, game changer. They bring the new tires to you, your home or your office, and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the general tire test results and special offers that they have. That's TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, our rallying cry, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. NBA Finals Game 3 Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern on ABC. That'll be in Miami. And according to DraftKings, the Miami Heat are 2-point underdogs in that game, as we bring back the Hall of Famer, Turner Sports NBA analyst, Reggie Miller. Before we get to the game, did you have bed check when you played with the Pacers? Was there anybody in the lobby who would keep an eye on players as they were coming and going? Were you aware of that?
Not that I'm aware of. It's not like football. I know in football they have bed checks or curfew. Remember, you're only dealing with 12 to 15 individuals versus, you know, 40 or 50 on a football roster, 25, I believe, on a baseball roster. No, I think everyone was left to the honor code, to the honor system. But look, if you need to be monitored at this point of the year for what's at stage, something's wrong. You don't have the right priorities.
Yeah, but there are a lot of young players in the game now. I'm not talking about the NBA Finals, but I would think you have to have a hall monitor with some of these kids. I mean, they are kids, Rich.
They are, but, I mean, they've been doing this for a while. The AAU circuit is a lot worse than, you know, college or the pros, so you would assume that they are some type of built-in system or trust within the player, an organization, a coach, a franchise, but no one was in the lobby with a keypad, with a pad and a pencil, monitoring what time you came in or went out, or who was coming in and who was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That's more important, who's coming in and who's leaving.
That'd be...
A lot of times you don't need to go anywhere. You can have your own fun come to you.
The import-export business that you might be in. All right. Would you have a problem if you're a Denver Nugget with your coach, Mike Malone, saying this?
And I asked the team, you guys tell me why we lost. And they knew the answer. Miami came in here and outworked us, and we were by far our least disciplined game of these 16 or 17 playoff games, whatever it is now. If we're going to try to go down there and regain control of this series and get home court advantage back, we're going to have to outwork Miami, which we didn't do tonight, and our discipline is going to have to be off the charts.
Got any problem with that?
No, I think that's a little bit kind for Coach Malone. If you remember in some of those games earlier on in the playoffs, he was calling them soft.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
And, like, who is this team? I think that's very mild for Michael Malone, and he's absolutely right. To me, the first 6-8 minutes of game two set the tone. Now, again, Denver, they rebounded and they played well from the second into the beginning of the fourth. But the tone had already been set on how that particular game, game two, was going to be played. It was much more physical. It was possession orientated. And there was a lot of missed assignments, defensive assignments, that you didn't see in game one for Denver. It was almost like they were playing a regular season game as opposed to game two of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, but I don't know. It feels like he wants to mention names, individuals, but he's going to do it under the collective umbrella as the team. I'd start with Michael Porter Jr. III. What the hell? You get paid a lot of money. You're a no-show. He's like, good game, no-show. Good game, no-show. And, you know, as the third best player on your team, you can't have that, man.
Yeah, at this point of the year, no. And you're right, as valuable as he is to the Nuggets' success. Also, too, I know we're only two games in. I'm still kind of waiting on Jamal Murray. We saw what he did in those first couple of rounds where he's been absolutely fantastic. He had his moments in quarter two or three, but we're still waiting for him to have one of those signature-type moments here in the finals. But, you know, when I'm watching game two, it looks like Miami went to the game plan, and Jokic I put in this same category with Stephen Curry. You got to make them either or. They can't be able to do both. Either they're going to be a volume scorer or they're going to get a lot of assists. They can't do both. And in game one, Jokic did both. He had 25 plus and he had 10 plus assists. He's going to get his rebounds. I'm not worried about that. But in game two, 41 points, and I believe only five or six assists.
Yeah, four.
So you got to make him one or the other. It's when Denver is crazy is when he's able to score and get those other guys off. He wasn't able to do that last night.
Okay. Eric Spoelstra would have a problem with you with that logic there, because here's Ramona Shelburne from the Mothership talking to Eric Spoelstra last night.
This is probably oversimplifying things, but sometimes when teams play against Jokic, you turn him into a scorer, you turn him into a passer, and he controls the game. He only had four assists tonight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just, that's the untrained eye that says something like that. This guy's an incredible player. Twice in two seasons, he's been the best player on this planet. You can't just say, oh, make him a scorer. That's not how they play. They have so many different actions that just get you compromised. We have to focus on what we do. You know, we try to do things the hard way, and he requires you to do many things the hard way. And he has our full respect. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Why is he bothered?
He did that. But he did do that. He did it the hard way, and that's staying home with shooters, staying attached, making life very difficult for Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. So you can't sag and help. And if he wants to get into that turn and do all those spinnings and make those incredible shots like he did in the third quarter, you shake your hand, you're going to lose anyways. But you can't let Porter give you 12 to 15, Murray 25 to 30, KCP 10 to 12. Those guys, you take away their looks and make Jokic 30-plus high volume, make him field goal. Look at his field goal attempts last night. He was – I wouldn't say he was gunning, but that's
– That's a lot of attempts.
Score.
Yeah.
So I understand what Coach Spoelstra is saying, but he doesn't want us to understand that's exactly what they did last night. Take everyone else away, make sure he doesn't have 10-plus assists, and get those other guys going.
It could have been a monster night where, you know, Jokic scores 41, and he has 10 assists. If those guys make six shots, then he's got 10 assists, and then Miami is now down 0-2 going back home. It's not like they go, you know what, he gets to score all of his points, and then we'll shut down everybody else. I mean, that's their logic and their philosophy, but if those players make five or six more shots, then all of a sudden we're looking at that philosophy differently. It's like, you let him score and pass? Game one, they hit their shots. Game two, they didn't hit their shots, and that's the difference in his assist total.
I agree, but I also think, too, it was much better effort on the defensive end by Miami, staying attached and getting into shooters, crowding. And, again, Bam, Adebayo, Zeller, and at times Love, it's going to have to be single coverage. And if he scores, then so be it. But we've got to stay attached. That has always been the plus for the Denver Nuggets, has been their depth and their ability to get those others. You know, you hear Shaq talk about all the time, those others. Get the others going along with Jokic. That's why they've been so successful for this NBA Finals run.
Kevin Love looks like somebody's dad who stepped onto the court. Like if he had cut-off corduroys and New Balance on, you would think you were at the Y when you see him. He got old, man. What happened? Kevin Love's not that old.
Father Time catches us all. But I will say this. For a guy who started that Boston series and then was pretty much relegated to the bench because of the play of Caleb Martin, and then now to play, he really didn't play a lot in game one either. But then here is Coach Spoelstra again. I mean, this is why he was on the top 75 coaches, making the adjustment, putting Love back in. You could just plug him in. This is a guy that, you know, every time he's been in the playoffs, his teams have found a way to have been in the finals, and he just competes. Is he the same player he was when he was in Minnesota and when he won a championship with Cleveland? No. But he's serviceable. You can plug him in. He's not going to hurt you. and he's going to play within the confines of how the Heat want to play.
Frank Vogel is the Phoenix Suns' new head coach, a defensive-minded head coach. What does he bring to a team that's got a lot of shooters?
I think he brings a chip, because I thought he was railroaded when he was with the Lakers. They put a lot of the blame on his shoulders, and he was shown the door after winning that bubble championship. And I think he's going to be bringing a chip. You've got a top 10 player in Kevin Durant, arguably the best scorer this game has ever seen. You've got Devin Booker, and we saw how electrifying he was in the playoffs. And if you bring in that defensive-minded, I mean, DeAndre Ayton, that's what he's known for, defense. But they've got to have a few team meetings, because there's I think they've got to air out some things in that locker room first and identify roles. That's the good thing about Frank Vogel, is he's going to identify roles. So that, coupled with the chip on his shoulders from what happened with the Lakers, that is a scary franchise. And if they can add the defense, what he's known for, again, they'll be in the running to represent the Western Conference a year from now.
More likely to be there next year, DeAndre Ayton or Chris Paul?
I think you can get a lot of players for DeAndre Ayton. Wow. It's hard to find floor generals, but Chris Paul's body is breaking down, and DeAndre Ayton is younger. I would probably say I would err on the side of going younger in size with Ayton, just for the simple fact is Chris Paul's, what, 37, 38, and a lot of injuries that have kind of mounted up. I would probably say DeAndre Ayton, just to be safe, because of the age.
Yeah, he's 38. We're talking to Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer. Monty Williams getting $10 million a year to coach the Pistons.
Get that bag,
okay.
Monty.
Okay, what is Eric Spoelstra worth? What's Steve Kerr worth if Monty Williams is worth $10 million a year?
Both are worth about $15, I would say. I would say both are worth $15.
No, they've won something.
I would certainly say, I would think Spoelstra should be worth more than Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr has three Hall of Famers and is coaching three Hall of Famers. Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler will be a Hall of Famer. But everyone else, I mean, look at what he's done with Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson. I mean, the list goes on. Caleb Martin. To coach these guys, these undrafted players, and to find yourself a split series in the NBA Finals. I mean, come on, man. And he's making in-game adjustments, post-game adjustments. They just find ways to win. Slight edge to Eric Spoelstra in terms of the monetary, which you're talking about. Both are worth $15, $16 million in my book.
Okay. Who is the best coach in the NBA?
I'm still going to go old school. Greg Popovich.
Well, he's going to get a whole lot better this year with Victor Wembanyama.
This will tell me a lot. Now, when Wimby comes to San Antonio, and if they are a top, I'll say 16, top six, if they don't have to be in the play-in, that lets you know that's all Greg Popovich. Right? Because they've been terrible the last few years. They've played hard, but they've been terrible. But now you're going to get Wimby. If they can be one of the top six teams in the West, it's got to be Greg Popovich.
I saw an analyst who said that if Wembanyama is like Akeem and Kevin Durant and one other person, that would be a disappointment for his career.
I would say that.
I would too.
Kevin Durant? If this kid is a mixture of that, my only concern is he looks like me at 7'5". Knock on wood, I was rarely injured throughout my 18-year, only ankle injuries. But I played on the perimeter. I'm not banging with the big boys. but it's not as physical as it was in the 80s and 90s. So he doesn't, he won't be banged up like those days. I just hope he doesn't get hurt, right? I pray he stays healthy. If he stays healthy, and everything I've seen on videotape, everything I've seen in scouting reports, if he plays like that, the future is his. So I'm excited for him.
Did we talk about Carmelo? You're in favor of retiring his jersey with the Knicks?
I think the Knicks and the Nuggets should retire Carmelo. Absolutely. Mm. You don't think so? Syracuse, Nuggets, certainly. And the Knicks. Yes, absolutely.
Well, what constitutes retiring somebody's jersey?
I think impact to the game, numbers.
You, Reg, you had more of an impact on the Knicks than Carmelo did.
Right? Impact in the community, too. Okay. Melo was good in the community. Yes, he needs to have his jersey retired in all three of those places. Syracuse, Denver, and New York Knicks.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't feel that? Here's the thing.
Well, first of all, Jokic wears 15.
I know. I was just getting ready to allude to that. So how do you handle that? Look, Ed O'Bannon and I from UCLA, we both wore 31. We're both retired at UCLA, and he was retired before me, and I played before him. So two 31s are retired at UCLA. Why can't we have two number 15s retired for the Denver Nuggets?
Who was better at UCLA, you or Ed O'Bannon?
Are you serious right now? There was only a handful of players at UCLA that were better than me. A handful. And that's with a couple fingers cut off, too.
Wait. Okay. So you're saying Bill Walton and Kareem are the only two players in UCLA history better than you?
That's what I'm saying.
I have to take Gail Goodrich over you.
I beg to differ, but that's your opinion.
Well, he did have an unbelievable championship game when he put up, 42? They won a couple national titles.
I said a couple of right? So that's three. There's Gail Goodrich.
So you're the fourth best player in UCLA history. Is that what you're saying? Fourth best.
Yeah. Paulie.
Paulie, what do you have?
Paulie.
I got to decide this?
Well, no. I thought you had numbers here.
I'm going to go. Reggie Miller started 93 games for UCLA, had three great seasons, 15 points, 26 points, 23 points. Ed O'Bannon similarly started three seasons, 17, 18, and 20.
And won a title.
Part of a title.
Okay, so that trumps.
No, he won a title.
That trumps a lot. No, that does trump a lot.
What if Reggie was allowed to bring one of his siblings to help him?
That trumps a lot.
Yeah.
See, if I would have had Cheryl playing with me at UCLA, we would have won too. He had Charles.
Would Cheryl have started at UCLA with you?
I don't know if she could have started, but she would have been a hell of a sixth person.
Would she have played?
No, Cheryl would have definitely played. I would have made sure of it. And then I could have been just like the old Bannon brother and got one.
Yes, Paulie.
I have a list from Bleach Report, greatest UCLA players of all time.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm just reporting the facts.
Okay.
Lou Alcindor, number one.
Absolutely.
Bill Walton, number two.
Yes.
Gail Goodrich, three.
Yeah.
Marcus Johnson, four.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
74 to 77.
There's Richard Washington. Is he in there?
I got Walt Hazard, five. Reginald Miller, six.
Six.
But that's upper echelon.
Okay. I'm in good company.
Yeah, you are.
I'm in good company.
Walt Hazard.
We forgot about Marcus Johnson.
Yes.
We forgot about Marcus.
Yes.
Apologize.
So you'd put Marcus above you?
Yes, I would.
Okay. That's respecting your elders.
Pooh Richardson's not scaring Reggie.
Pooh is not. No. Yeah, I felt bad for Pooh. He couldn't shoot.
Hey, Pooh was a heck of a distributor.
Yeah,
he found me.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you can't shoot. You got to be a distributor.
You better find me. You're right. But he can find me.
Thank you, Reg. Great to talk to you.
Holly, way to break the tie.
Yay. Woo. Yeah, Reggie's got the Miami Heat in six. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learned. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. This day in sports history. I mentioned Steven Strasburg, done for the year, maybe done for his career with nerve damage. In 2020, the Nationals gave him a $245 million contract. How many victories has he had since he received the $245 million contract? If you said one victory, you would be correct.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Holy.
Three seasons. That's the most expensive victory in the history of baseball. The Red Sox in 2015 gave David Price a $217 million deal. That didn't work out well either. But keep in mind, Strasburg was coming off a great 2019 season. He won the World Series MVP. Price was a Cy Young winner and had multiple great seasons under his belt. But after that, downhill. Yeah, Paul.
In the early days of doing this show, I think it was 09, he was at San Diego State. He was the sure thing prospect, and we all talked about it. And he joined the Washington Nationals. They were a good squad, and they kind of measured how they're going to use him.
Yeah.
12 starts as a 21-year-old. And
Scott Boris.
Yeah. And then he kind of broke out in 2012. He's 15-6. Then he had a bunch of nice seasons, never great seasons. He was top five for Cy Young twice. And his career is going to go down as nice. 13 years, 103 wins.
Yeah.
The sure thing.
Yeah. Jared in Indiana. Hey, Jared. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me?
Hi, Dan. 6'1", 185. I know it is a Monday, and you said you had a long weekend, but I am calling to slightly irritate you just because I do hang on to people or things that hang on or that irritate me a little bit longer. Now, your Denver Nuggets broadcaster that you had on earlier did refer to Jokic as the Joker. That is a pet peeve, and I will hang up and listen. I appreciate it.
Wait, what's the pet peeve?
Well, you you got irritated, or you had that guy that called you and said that you never referred to him as Jokic. It was the Joker,
yeah,
is what you referred to him always. So when the Denver broadcaster called, he referred to him as the Joker and didn't say Jokic. So do you think that guy called the broadcaster and gave him crap too?
I'm going to guess he did not, Jared, but thank you. Guess I understand what you're talking about. Yeah. I like that there was a guy.
Dan, the previous caller, he called you.
That there's a guy who had never called before, and he was bothered because I don't call Jokic. I call him the Joker, but he never called in when I called the Greek Freak the Greek Freak or some of the other players with nicknames, but for some reason that bothered him. And Jared was saying that Scott Hastings, who joined us last hour, referred to him as the Joker. Yeah.
I'm going to guess. Yeah. Did not.
Yeah.
You think he called Scott Hastings on the show that he doesn't have to tell him that he should call him Jokic?
This day in sports history.
Oh, what a world.
Dan, 1991, Brett Hull of the Blues, our old buddy, won the Hart Trophy. First ever father-son team to win it. Not that same season, obviously, his dad was quite a bit older when he won it. More hockey, 1967. The NHL awarded six new franchises. Can anyone get four of the six? 1967, the NHL gave out six new franchises. They're almost all still there. Almost all.
I'll let you tell us.
Yeah, that'd be faster. Minnesota North Stars, later the Dallas Stars. The Oakland Seals, missed them. LA Kings, Pittsburgh Penguins, Philadelphia Flyers, and the St. Louis Blues. It's a big year.
1961, on this date. The ABA, it was known as the ABL then, adopts the three-point field goal. And on this date, 1977, Bill Walton and the Blazers beat the 76ers. They lost the first two. They won the next four, and they won the NBA championship. That was a great day for me. My roommates in college were from Philadelphia. It was a really, really good year for me. And I think I was dating the cheerleader.
Ooh.
I think I was dating.
You buried the lead.
Yeah, Linda McClure.
How'd you pull that off? Yeah. You had no game.
Dang, Linda?
Yeah.
L-Mac?
Yeah, L-Mac. Yeah. Don, what did you learn today?
Nuggets broadcaster Scott Hastings says he's going to listen to Ricky Martin and the Miami Sound Machine to get pumped for Game 3.
Seton O'Connor.
Reggie confident he's better than many players.
Marvin.
We forgot about Marcus Johnson.
Yes, Paulie.
You took down Linda McClure.
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. I don't know if taking her down.
Oh, sorry.
I loved her. official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
You love
instant class. I love love. Autograph cards, memorabilia cards. Start or continue your collection at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.